A big boost is available for young performers in the foothills. Diamond Valley Nonprofit Beneath the Arch is now accepting applications for its annual Performing Arts Bursary, with over $3,000 in funding expected to be available for young performing artists this year. The bursary is available for young performing artists in grades 4 to 12 that reside or go to school in the western portion of Foothills County, specifically west of 16th Street West, which includes Diamond Valley, Millerville, Longview and Pretties but excludes Okotoks and High River. Applicants must submit their applications, which should include a letter of reference from the student's teacher and a demonstration of both the student's commitment to their performing art and how the bursary will enhance the capacity of the applicant's family to cover the costs associated with the performing art, by May 2. A video up to 3 minutes long demonstrating the applicant's performing art is optional but recommended. At least 5 recipients will be selected for the bursary, funds from which can be used for anything related to the artist's work, including tuition, materials, competition fees and more. Winners will be announced by May 30. The application form is available on the Beneath the Arch website. Last year's bursary had a record 25 applications submitted, with 12 recipients selected through a competitive process. As part of its work, Beneath the Arch operates a concert series that's considered a staple of the Foothills community, with nationally renowned acts taking the Flair and Derek stage each season. The 2024-2025 season will be wrapping up with 2 final performances by Juno Award winners Kara Luft and David Franci on March 29 and April 26, respectively. Tickets for both performances are available here or in person at the Blue Rock Gallery and Sheep River Library.